AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former White House counsel and Watergate star witness John Dean will be testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Dean helped bring down the Nixon administration, starting with his testimony to the Senate Watergate Committee.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency.
Dean is now a CNN analyst and told the network he'll lay out for a House panel how strikingly similar Watergate was to what we're seeing now, as reported in the Mueller report. The hearing today is the first step House Democrats are taking this week to refocus on the special counsel's Russia probe. Dean says his focus will be on obstruction of justice. The president yesterday dismissed Dean's appearance, calling him a sleazebag. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says if Chinese President Xi Jinping doesn't meet with him at the G20 summit this month, more tariffs will go into effect. But the president says he expects Xi to attend. President Trump had threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico starting today, but the president says a deal has been worked out. A three-year-old girl is dead, another child critically wounded, after a drive-by shooting in St. Louis. No arrests have been made. Crews found the body of a two-year-old boy swept away by fast-moving water at a state park in Tennessee.
To our knowledge, this time, the family was exiting the gorge as the water was rising. They were attempting to cross the river. And again, to our knowledge, while they were crossing the river, they were swept away.
More than 60 people were rescued. Iranian state television is reporting a U.S. permanent resident held for years in Tehran will be released in the coming hours. Nizar Zaka is a Lebanese advocate for internet reform. The White House says President Trump will award the nation's highest military honor, the Medal of Honor, to former Army Staff Sergeant David Balavia for actions in Iraq during Operation Phantom Fury in 2004. This is AP Radio News. A former baseball star is in a hospital.
David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the back at a bar in his native Dominican Republic Sunday night. Ortiz's father says his son is out of danger and the bullet did not hit any major organs. He says he has no idea why anybody would shoot his son. Police are trying to figure out if Ortiz was the intended target. A crowd at the bar captured the suspected gunman and beat him up. Authorities say he's getting medical treatment, and when he's better, they'll question him. I'm Rita Foley.
Tonight in Toronto, Game 5 of the NBA Finals. If the Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors, they are the champions. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard is not looking ahead.
You just got to be patient. Don't rush anything. Stay focused on what we're doing. Just take it a minute at a time.
And on the other side, it's not clear yet if the Warriors' Kevin Durant will play tonight in Game 5. He has an injured calf. I'm Ed Donahue. AP Radio News.